Hello, blind cool tech listeners. This is Chase Crispin again, and I am not back with Icon and Braille Plus program overview if any of you are looking for that. To summarize that quick, this has had nothing to do with the podcast, but my computer has crashed. My old computer, that is. And I was going to send that podcast up to BCT, and when I made it in May, and the computer crashed, and it was sitting on my Olympus DS30 with no way to get to BCT. I did have a computer. I had my Braille Plus, but I can't convert my WMA files from the DS30 to MP3 to send it to BCT, and I also cannot edit on the Braille Plus, and I can't send up a unedited WMA file to BCT. Well, I probably could, but it just is not how people do things on BCT most of the time, so I am going to send that up soon once I get it all done. And being as my computer crashed, I did get another laptop, and that laptop is the subject of this podcast, the Dell Latitude D360. That's Dell, D-E-L-L, L-A-T-I-T-U-D-E, D-360. It is a pretty nice laptop. I got it from my local dealer that deals Freedom Scientific / GW Micro / Humanware / Level Star / some other products. Most of you here in the US and other countries are probably familiar with those. And so I got this computer and they said, we're going to set it up for you. And I said, okay, because that's just how they do things. And they asked me if I wanted some extra things. And I said, sure. Instead of getting an 80 gig hard drive with this, I got a 120 gig hard drive, which still isn't humongous, but for me, I use the Braille Plus mostly, and 120 gigs is enough for me. I have 2 gigs of RAM in this thing. They wanted to get me another older laptop. Well, at the time, they didn't tell me it was older, because they make a new models with the same number, ID number of that laptop, and so they ordered it, and Dell goes, we don't have that model, we have the new model of that. So they're like, okay, fine, order this computer for our customers. So they ordered this computer, and it gets there, and it's all touch buttons. Like, you had your keyboard, but then above that was, like, mute, volume up, and volume down, and shut down, and power, and all this. All these buttons, and I don't even know what else, and they were touchscreen. So, you know, you could be turning on your computer and you didn't want to be, and you could be muting it when you needed sound, and you could be, who knows what you could be doing. So they said, okay, we'll upgrade to a business model for, you know, a certain amount more. It wasn't terrible. So they ordered the Dell Latitude D360, and this is more of a business laptop, which is fine with me. It came with Windows Vista Premium, I think, and according to my local JAWS dealer, which I understand this, is they said that Vista has its quirks, and JAWS isn't always the best with it. And now, I got this before. I got it on, like, July 29th or something. And they said that Vista has its quirks, and JAWS didn't work with it. And I think it's a little better with JAWS 10. So, they had Windows XP Pro, so they just, you know, dumped with Vista and did XP Pro, which is fine with me, because I never really got to play around with Vista, so I would have had to get my new computer and learn Vista, which I guess, you know, with the new different start menus and all that, and so I just prefer to stay with XP while I can, so I have XP on this thing, and I'm trying to think if they made any other adaptations. Oh, they put on the extended battery. It sticks at about 1.5 to 2 inches in the front. But, and it's not that bad, and it's kind of all rubbery on the top, and from the vision I have, it looks blue to me. And right now, I have this computer on with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on, sitting here with my email open, studio recorder open, microphones plugged in, doing a lot of work on it, and if I check my battery, 5 hours, 31 minutes. On a full charge, I can turn my screen resolution way down, so the screen is pretty much black, and you can't really see it. And then I turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and I can get 10 hours of battery out of this thing, which is really great, because when I'm traveling, I can go on battery with it all day. It's not the lightest laptop in the world because of the extended battery, but I would rather have it's not heavy compared to an old Gateway laptop I had, but it's not light, like your little itty-bitty light notebooks. However, I got a big hard drive in here. I got, you know, a big extended battery. So I would rather have all what I have on here than have a little lightweight notebook. Because like I already said, it's not that heavy. So what I'm going to do now is describe this laptop to you as far as the layout. And then I'm just going to demo a few things, such as how quiet the keyboard is and that kind of thing. So first of all, I will start on the top left corner. So it's the left corner furthest away from me. Just a little ways down is just a little kind of rectangle, but nothing plugs into there. So I haven't ever figured out what that was for. I've seen that on a lot of laptops. So then if you go down a little past that, oh, about 5-6 inches, you get to the microphone jack, 3.5 millimeter microphone jack. And I have my headset mic plugged in here right now. And it's just your standard microphone port. Now, getting closer to me behind that, we have the headphone jack. And you can plug headphones or external speakers or patch cord into that. Right behind that, getting closer to the front, is the FireWire port. Plug in any FireWire devices, which is really nice. Almost all laptops have that these days. And a little behind that is the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth switch. And I'll go ahead and demo this quick. This switch is a real switch. If you push it forward, dialogue. And then you hear, which, I don't know why it said dialogue progress bar 0%, but okay. And it always seems to think something's disconnecting when it's really only turning off the antenna for a Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Oh, and that's one other thing, is I did request Bluetooth in this thing, too, for Bluetooth keyboards and Braille displays and headphones and all that good stuff. So now Wi-Fi and Bluetooth are off, and now if I check my battery status,
5:29 hours left there and 70% right there remaining.
5 hours, 29 minutes. To turn Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on, you pull down on the switch, so pull it towards you.
Dialogue.
I'm guessing the first beep is Wi-Fi and the second is Bluetooth, and JAWS likes to say dialogue again. I am running JAWS 10.0 beta. Okay, so Wi-Fi and Bluetooth are on, and it should be yapping at you, telling us that my Wi-Fi network has been found and connected to. So we'll just wait till we hear that.
Network connection is now connected, colon, connected to colon, Christmas coaster, signal strength, colon, very good.
And I did edit out, I sat there for probably 30 seconds and waited for it to connect, so I just edited that out. And it's normally not that fast. And there we go. And this laptop has a very, very, very good Wi-Fi antenna. I am halfway across the house, upstairs, and the router is halfway across the house, downstairs. So it's on the opposite, on pretty much opposite side of the house of me, downstairs, and I'm upstairs. And we still get a very good signal, which makes me really happy because I can be outside even and get a good signal. I never really had that weak signal that I got on my old laptop. Now, if I pull down on the switch, it's, you thought it was down all the way, but now it's spring loaded. If I push down on it again, please excuse my bird clock and any other clocks that will go off. So the switch now is spring loaded if I pull it down again.
Wi-Fi catcher trademark network locator available networks dialog. Okay button.
And we have the Wi-Fi network catcher. This is by Dell, and it's not accessible at all. Nothing about it. I mean, I guess you could use it if you absolutely had to, but it would be very, very, very difficult. So I just actually went in and disabled it, and I just used the Start Connect to Wireless Network connection that comes with all Windows operating systems, because that is much easier. But if you pull that switch down when it's spring-loaded, it will pull this up if you really want to use it. So I'll press Insert T to make sure that I am in this window. Yes, I am. I'll get out of this. Alt-F4. And excuse the phone ringing. I can't, unfortunately, edit that out because I was talking while the phone rang. But my Icon and Braille Plus program overview was in my office, and it's not like this. It was at my desk. So this is just out in my house. So you're going to hear a lot of background noise, and I'm Gonna apologize for any other noise you're gonna hear, but I'm gonna try to give you a good review rather than a good quality sound, because to me, a good review that you can make sense of, that is going to explain something to you, is a lot more helpful than just a nice, quiet environment. But that's just my thoughts, my opinion. So, anyway, back to the laptop. Behind that Wi-Fi switch, it little lays, is the PCM CIA card slot. And you have your standard little button that you can push out. And now it's sticking out. And that would help when you put your card in, and then you'd push it in. And my little fake card popped out just a little way, so I can grab it and pull it out. And it says Dell, D-E-L-L, in large engraved print. And on the other side, I flipped it over, and I can feel in a little bit smaller print, I can feel D-E-L-L again. And it's nice because it's engraved, and if you know what D-E-L-L feels like, you can read the PCM CIA card. Not that you need to know that it says Dell, but it's just kind of nice that they've done that. And that's not a card I put in there. It doesn't even do anything. It's just plastic, has nothing on it. I think Dell just puts it in there. Some manufacturers, like Gateway, have a little flap that covers it. Dell laptops, they put actually a fake card in there, so it's not so easy for dust and dirt to get in there, because that fake card should always be in there. Otherwise, you just have a big open area to the card slot. Now, to put this card back in, you just line it up just right, and you just push it in. Alright, that is the left side of the laptop. On the front is really nothing. You go about a couple inches, and then you have the extended battery that I was talking about earlier, and it goes clear across the front, and then you have another couple inches. That's the front. Like the front, not the top, the front. On the right side, you go a little ways, and you have your CD drive, and if I push the button to open it, then you heard the little click, and it popped out about an inch, and then I pulled it out, and now we have our standard CD-ROM drive, or DVD drive. Mine is both, and you have your little thing that would spin if it had a DVD in it in the middle, and then you would put a DVD in and push it down so it was around the little center thing, and you push it in. It's never gotten stuck like that. There we go. There. That was kind of strange. It has never gotten stuck before. Behind the CD drive, there are two USB 2.0 ports, one on top of the other. And that is the right side. I'm going to pull my screen down a bit so I can feel the back without hitting my elbows too badly. On the back, we have a little something, but you can't plug anything into it. It's like just a very, very, very small indentation. I'm not quite sure what that's for. A little ways to the left on the back of the laptop is where you would plug in an Ethernet cable. Past that is your dial-up modem. Place to plug in dial-up modem. Beside that is two USB 2.0 ports next to each other. And then this shocked me, because this is a pretty much a brand new model of Dell laptops. You have a serial port, which shocked me. But I guess it makes sense. I mean, they don't make things with serial ports anymore, but I know I still have an old printer, at least I think I do, that uses a serial port, and I still have my Braille and Speak Scholar and my Braille Lite, and if I ever decided to get those out and put files on them, I'll probably use my Braille Lite as a Braille display for the computer. I can do that. So I was kind of excited about that. I was a little surprised to see that on a brand new laptop, brand new model of laptops, but it will be kind of nice. Next to that is your monitor port, where you put the monitor on, then you screw the screws in to hold it in place, which all laptops have. And next to that is the AC adapter slot. This is a little round place where you would put the AC adapter into. And a little ways to the left of that is the air vent for the fan if the computer gets overheated. And I must say that fan is hardly ever on. It's only been on a few times. And when it's on, if I have my computer somewhere and I have my hand back there, I can feel it, but I can barely hear it. So it's a really nice, quiet fan. Okay. No, I have to describe the face of the computer. Assuming the screen is up, of course. By the way, on the back of the monitor, you have the little round place where it has Dell engraved, like all Dell laptops and desktops have on the top of them. So if I had my computer closed and it was off, you know how laptops close, that's what I'd feel on the top. Okay, so now when the screen's open, I'll describe the keyboard and everything else that's on the face of the computer to you. On the very bottom of the face of the computer is the little hole where the monitor goes into, the little place on the monitor when you close it, so that you can't open it without pulling the switch to raise the monitor in case you drop it or something and the monitor doesn't open. Above that, you'll have your left click and your right click, just your standard laptop left click and right click. Above that is your touchpad, your cursor pad, if you had enough sight to use the mouse. Above that, you have another left click and right click, and I'll tell you why that one's there in just a second. And I think the mouse area where you put your finger and the bottom left and right click is there because of the extended battery. Anyway, so above the mouse pad, we have the left and right click, and then above that, the keyboard starts. On the bottom left row, we have control, left control function, Windows, Alt, spacebar, Alt, and control. And then a little empty space down arrow, or up arrow, a little empty space. And then below that row on the very right is left, down, and right arrow. On the second row is Shift, Z, X, C, V, B, N, M, comma, period, slash, Shift. That is a standard keyboard row like you would expect. Above that is Caps Lock, A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L, semicolon, apostrophe, Enter. Above that is Tab, Q, W, E, R, T, Y, U, I, O, P. And then you have your left bracket and your right bracket and backslash. Above that you have your tilde and your grave accent, which also calls it grav. You have that key, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. And then you have the dash key and the equals key, and then backspace. Above that you have escape, and then in a small group with a little empty space between it and F1, it's F1, F2, F3, and F4. Then a small gap, F5, F6, F7, F8, small gap, F9, F10, F11, F12, small gap, and then we have the bottom row of the six-pack, delete, and page down. Above that, on a half row, towards the screen of the computer, is applications. I gotta look.
Print screen.
I guess I never really have to use these keys, so I don't know a couple of these.
Numlock on.
Then we have numlock on,
numlock
off. Then you have your, I believe that's the pause key. And then you have insert, home, and page up. So this is a pretty standard computer keyboard layout. And on the very top of the computer, to the left of the applications and the top of the six pack and all that, is your little round keys that push, and there's a little indented space where I don't know if that has like a print logo or lights that flash when it's charging or what, but something is there, nothing raised, just a little indentation. Then we have volume down, and then volume up, and then mute, and then your power button. On the left surface of the computer, you have a little grill type thing. That is, I don't know if that is the mic grill or not. I do not think it is, and that might be part of the speaker, it might be part of the fan, and then there's another one kind of like it on the bottom of the computer. And the speaker is kind of in a weird place. If you put your ear on the mouse pad, which I had to do once when I was trying to find the speaker, that sounds like where the speaker is, but there is no place where you can feel the speaker, which is kind of weird. Unless I've never taken off my extended battery, but it could be. I guess I have no reason to take off the extended battery, but I suppose that if you wanted to, you could take off the extended battery and the speaker might be there, but I'm not really sure. I must admit, I know that's kind of bad, but I must admit that. Underneath the computer is just nothing, really. Just your little four rubber feet to hold it in place, and the switch to pull to the right and then to pull out on the extended battery, and the other switch to hold on while you pull out the extended battery, and that's pretty much it. Just your little standard screws to take off the bottom of the computer. I think the microphone, this computer has a pretty good internal mic. I'll paste in a recording with the internal mic into the podcast. There is a little, like, probably about the size of the end of a pin, maybe a tiny bit smaller, right underneath the screen. It's part of the monitor, but, you know, where you would look straight ahead and you'd be looking at the screen, and right underneath that is just the littlest area. And that could be the mic. That is pretty much the description of this laptop. I'm going to go and open Microsoft Word. Okay, Microsoft Word is open now. And now I'm going to just type and let you hear what the keyboard sounds like. Now, as you can hear, that was very quiet. I mean, most Dell laptop keyboards are quiet, but I've seen some that are kind of obnoxious on laptops, and that's just laptop keyboards, because laptop keyboards are totally different, and I'm not going to go into that here. But as you can hear, that was a fairly quiet keyboard, and I am a pretty fast typer. However, I did realize the day I got this computer, I turned it on, and I said, oh my goodness, I can type really fast on this thing. Because the keys are just the right size. You don't have to push them. Sorry about that, I just got an email. You don't have to push them very hard to type, and they're quiet, and it's just a really easy keyboard to type on. And I really like the keyboard. So now I'll read this to you.
Top of mind, hi. This is a test of this keyboard for PCT. It is a quiet keyboard, and I like it. It's very easy to type on.
That's pretty much it, so I'll get out of Word. I'm out of Word, back in Studio Recorder. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really would like to show you. Otherwise, you know, this is just standard JAWS, standard Windows. I mainly just want to describe this computer to you. I knew what the processor was, but it's not on the top of my head at the moment. It's a very good processor. I know it's an Intel dual core, but I can't remember the exact specs on the processor. This is a 14-inch screen. As I said earlier, all the USB ports are USB 2.0. Built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. The Wi-Fi is 802.11g. Extended battery, and that's pretty much it. And one other note I would like to mention is that between B and N and G and H is a little round thing that is your cursor pad, and without the extended battery, that was what the left and right click above the cursor pad was you could use that and then use those clicks. When I first got this computer, I had a really tough time getting used to that, but once you get used to it, it's fine. And I turned off tap to click, so if I tap it won't click anything, it'll just move the cursor around, but JAWS tells you when you move, so I really don't have an issue with that. That's pretty much it, and now for the recording with the internal microphone. This is a recording with the Dell Latitude D360 internal mic. It's not bad for an internal mic, but it's bad for a mic. But for an internal mic on a computer like this, for quick notes, it's okay. I wouldn't do a podcast with this, but it's good for quick notes. It's reasonable, I guess, if I want to make a quick note and said I need to do this or that later. It would work. And if I get closer to where I think the mic is, I sound a little better, but my head is pretty much on the screen. And now I'm just sitting in the normal position, but that is the internal mic, and I'll go back to the mic that I'm using to wrap it up. So that is what the internal mic sounds like, and that is pretty much all I'm going to do in this podcast, to summarize things here, except for that little cursor pad in the middle of the keyboard that will take a little bit to get used to. this is a very good laptop. There's nothing that you can easily accidentally bump. It's pretty stable, as most laptops are, obviously. And it comes with a good video card that JAWS likes. So if anyone needs a new laptop, I would say go ahead and look into this laptop. It's a little pricey, however, it's not terrible. For what you get with this, it's not bad. My local dealer sent this with AVG8, and I've heard some not so good things about that, but I'm having pretty good luck with AVG. It's not the free edition, it's the paid edition. And I'm not sure if that's what Dell ships with it, or if that's what the local dealer did, but that's what, for antivirus, it comes with. So, yeah, if anybody is looking for a laptop, this might be one of the models that you would like to look into. You can get it from Dell, or most Freedom Scientific, or if you're a Windows user, I'm assuming GW Micro dealers, you might want to check with them before you go looking. You might want to say, do you have the Dell Latitude D360? And if they say yes, if you think this laptop is good, you can get this, or you can get other models, or whatever. But I just thought I would send out this review and just let people know what this laptop's like. And if anybody else has it, if they have questions, you know, what I've discovered with it so far. So I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents worth and thoughts out there. And that's pretty much going to wrap it up for this podcast. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and ask on the BCT list, as I'm sure a lot of the questions won't be the only one asking them, and I am on the BCT list. So you can just ask on the BCT list, and I will answer you there. So this is Chase Crispin signing off from this Blind Cool Tech podcast, and I will see you on the next podcast, which will hopefully be Icon Umbrella Plus Program Overview Part 2 of 2.